There, what a beautiful tone Cecil's new trumpet has. Such pitch, such timbre. And it's not easy getting a trumpet made out of wood, but so much better for the environment. The tree was planted specially. But it's thanks to you, being here, supporting me, that has stopped me being quite as despondent as I admit I was when the channel vanished. It did feel like someone was trying to tell me I should call it a day. Would anyone miss me? Well, yes! We are standing together. We are not going to let YouTube tell us what to do, who we should listen to, and who we shouldn't. Miss Dropplecoff, take that phone off the hook. Seal that letterbox up. I am not at home to anyone but my faithful listeners.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
No doubt. Someone like Kenny B will be on, begging me to be in his next film. Now I have time on my hands. As if. If he rings, Miss Dropplecoff, make it very clear to him that I am not interested.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jones, I did.
Good. Now, there's just time for me to... Pardon?
I said I did.
You mean Kenny B did ring?
Oh, yes, most insistent. But I told him.
Told him what?
That you're far too busy to be in his film, and you've got your reputation to consider. An actor of your standing can't be seen in small, inconsequential roles in second-rate rubbish.
No, that's right. What did he say to that?
Oh, some nonsense about it being a lead role and sharing equal screen time. Oh, I laughed in his face.
In his face?
Oh, yes, right in it. Ha, 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 ha!
Oh.
I told him you said the worst thing about his last film is that it wasn't. He won't be back.
Miss Dropplecoff, sometimes I...
Did I do something wrong?
No, of course not. I've just got to... Where did I put that number? I've just got to pop out from it to the call box and... play that bit I recorded earlier. Hello, this is the bit I recorded earlier. I hope you found whatever you might be looking for in the folders. You'll see the website now has a lot of videos restored to it. This is ongoing, but the aim is to have everything that was there originally back, plus everything that was on the MJAM YouTube channel. Everything will be on the website. My comedy channel, will also be there, but it will also be on my new clandestine YouTube site. As it is all my own work, no copyright can possibly arise. And should anyone be wondering where I am, they might find me there and be led to the website. I also plan to put out a couple of non-copyright readings because they're so ancient, such as A Tale of Two Cities. For the same reason, maybe it'll get someone to find MJAM again and come to our new home. But rest assured, you will miss nothing if you're signed up to the website, for everything will be there, too. If you want to subscribe to the new YouTube channel, to cock a snook at authority, just search for MJAM Story Readings, and you will be very welcome. Some readings on the website are now audio only, but downloadable. This is because I've only got audio copies of some of the things I read, and it seems silly to do a video just as a sort of holder, as it were. Sadly, some things are lost forever. I can't find a copy of Sad Cypress anywhere, and nearly all of the second Paddington book I read has gone. We've only got Christmas left. My fault, of course, for not double-checking I have copies of everything. I shall premiere my latest videos on the homepage. You may see that the brand new Ring Road Episode 11 is there. Unlike YouTube, however, when I do post something new, you're not going to get an automatic notification, and me dropping you emails every time will soon get irritating if it hasn't already. What I suggest we do, therefore, is you drop by now and then when you fancy a bit of MJAM, and you might be lucky, there might be something new. Otherwise, I shall try to tell you in these monthly podcasts what I have planned for the month ahead. Well, nothing. I've done no recording for ages. What spare time I've had, and it hasn't been much, I'm afraid, it's been spent updating the website and trying to find things that I've filed carefully away. So I've got nothing to report. Now, the only way I ever get round to doing anything at all
is to put myself under immense pressure. So I'm going to put myself on the spot now, and I vow to have something new appear on the homepage on the 11th of September. How's that for a random commitment? So if you drop by that day, you'll find out what it is that I've recorded brand new for us to watch. That's all I have to say at the moment of any note. Sensible listeners can turn off now. Listeners who are as dotty as me can stay tuned.
Did you get all that, Mr. Primrose?
Hello? Hello? Oh, where's button A? Why don't they make proper phone boxes anymore? This one's full of library books. Just a second. What's this? It's a copy of... Why, I always wanted to read this for my thousands of fans, but I didn't have a copy before. Is it fate? Unable to call Kenny B, but falling into my hand, is a story that I can read on the 11th of September for those who I know appreciate me. Fame and fortune, or art for art's sake. I wonder if there's another box down the road.
You're back, Mr. Jones, at last. Yes, Mr. Primrose, back. In the end, I couldn't do it, you know. I have something Kenny B can never buy.
Is it those socks I need to do for Christmas?
Oh, they were socks. No, I'm talking about integrity.
Ah.
Do you know there's not another working telephone box for miles? Oh, dear. Anyway, I have a book here to rehearse. Miss Broppelkoff, kindly fetch for biscuits. Mr. Primrose, fire up a tape recorder. Cecil, learn another tune, for goodness sake. M. Jammers, wherever you are, however you're listening, I'm here to tell you I'm back in business. Don't forget to show up on September the 11th, and if you do visit my new YouTube channel, I think the homepage says this channel has no videos. The liars! You go to the playlists, there's plenty of videos there. Take care. Bye for now.
Custard!